Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Against a background of renewed fighting in the Middle East, where Israeli troops and planes are pressing their offensive against Palestinian targets in Lebanon, and also against the background of war in the Falklands, President Reagan spoke today in London. Reed Collins reports.
Speaking to members of the British Parliament in Westminster Palace, President Reagan called for a campaign of democracy to match the campaign of totalitarianism for the hearts and minds of the world. And he drew applause when he referred to the Falklands.
They fight for a cause, for the belief that armed aggression must not be allowed to succeed and the people must participate in the decisions of government.
Mr. Reagan reinforced his call for an Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon.
The fighting in Lebanon on the part of all parties must stop, and Israel should bring its forces home. But this is not enough. We must all work to stamp out the scourge of terrorism that in the Middle East makes war an ever-present threat.
Mr. Reagan made a direct offer to Brezhnev. If President Reagan can appear on Russian television, then Brezhnev can appear on American TV. The speech was, in the main, the call to arms among the democratic nations to spread their ideals with the fervor that communists spread theirs. Reed Collins, CBS News, Westminster Palace.
Mr. Reagan made that address soon after he and Queen Elizabeth went horseback riding at Windsor, 40 miles from the Capitol. Israeli forces today are pressing on with their offensive against Palestinian bases in southern Lebanon. Ike Pappas reports the latest from Tel Aviv.
Two more Syrian jet fighters were shot down by Israeli interceptors this morning in a dogfight over the Galilee area in the north of Israel. This brought to four the number of Syrian aircraft down by Israel since the start of the invasion of southern Lebanon 3 days ago. And it raised new fears in Israel that Syrian ground forces may now be committed to repel the swift Israeli thrust. Today's aerial battle marked the first time that Syrian jets had penetrated Israel's air defenses. Meanwhile, Israeli ground troops, backed by tanks and artillery, continued their relentless march northward along the Lebanese coastal highway against what is reported by Arab sources to be stiff PLO resistance. The town of Tyre on the Lebanese coast was taken. Further north, Sidon was surrounded by the Israelis, while other troops closed in on a third PLO coastal stronghold, Damour, only 10 miles south of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Other gains were reported in the central and eastern sections of the broad Israeli invasion. Israel this morning released the following casualty figures thus far: 25 dead, 7 missing, and 96 wounded. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
From Damour, one of the towns just mentioned by Ike Pappas, Peter Sherman has additional details on the Israeli offensive.
The Israeli juggernaut is advancing northward despite determined resistance from the Palestinian forces positioned throughout southern Lebanon. The city of Tyre has been taken. Sidon has fallen. The Palestinians have met tank columns with rocket-propelled grenade launchers and other weapons, but they've had little luck stopping or slowing the progress. Israeli bombers have inflicted heavy damage and casualties on Palestinian positions, sapping the PLO forces' ability to strike back. Gunboats in the Mediterranean have pounded Damour, less than 10 miles from Beirut, among other places, preparing the way for infantry, tank column, and paratrooper assault. Syrian troops of the Arab Peacekeeping Force control much of Lebanon. They're well-armed, well-trained, at least 25,000 strong. The bombing of parts of Beirut and most of the south has shown that the Israelis can hit wherever they wish. Peter Sherman, CBS News, near Damour.
The fighting in Lebanon has caused a rearrangement of American naval forces in the Mediterranean. And as we hear from Bill Lynch at the Pentagon, that spells disappointment for a good many sailors and their loved ones.
Instead of enjoying a week-long liberty in Haifa, Israel, the men of the carrier John F. Kennedy are on station off the coast of war-ravaged Lebanon. The Pentagon postponed port calls of the Kennedy and three accompanying warships on the eve of the invasion, disappointing many Navy wives who had flown to Israel to join their sailor husbands who have just ended 3 months of duty in the Indian Ocean. A second U.S. carrier, the nuclear-powered Dwight D. Eisenhower, is on patrol elsewhere in the Mediterranean with its accompanying battle group. Today, the carrier Forrestal and its supporting warships sails from Jacksonville, Florida, and yesterday, the carrier Independence left Norfolk, both headed for the Mediterranean. Officials here caution these are regular rotations to relieve the two battle groups now in the Med, and note the current conflict in Lebanon could be resolved by the time they reach the area later this month. However, should a wider war develop, President Reagan would have the option of deploying 4 carrier groups in the area, some 30 warships, 20 support vessels, and nearly 400 warplanes. But so far, the only naval deployment officially related to the fighting is the dispatch of several amphibious vessels from Rota, Spain, for possible use in evacuating American citizens from Lebanon. Bill Lynch, CBS News, The Pentagon.
High administration officials have decided against recommending any sanctions against Israel while Special Emissary Philip Habib is trying to restore the ceasefire in Lebanon. The crisis group met for an hour yesterday with Vice President Bush in the chair. Bush was quoted afterward as saying that there will be no cutting of military or economic aid to Israel in retaliation. The House of Representatives today is mounting a new effort to approve a fiscal 83 spending plan. But Susan Spencer reports that the outlook is not encouraging.
6 o'clock this evening is the deadline for submission of budgets, as once again the House tries to pass a budget for 1983. Republicans will finish off their plan this morning, reportedly one with a deficit below $100 billion, with deeper than previously proposed cuts in food stamps, Medicaid, and defense. The Democrats meet, too, to figure out how to pay for the additional spending they have now decided they want in social programs. In other words, we have the same old problems and probably the same old answers. Neither party is expected to come up with alternatives much different from the ones that failed the last time around, when many people voted no on everything. There is no guarantee that won't happen again, and that has Republicans complaining privately of lack of leadership from the White House, and Democrats complaining privately of lack of leadership from the Speaker. Complicating the situation is a conviction on the part of some Democrats that given the country's current economic woes, they may be better off politically to lose and let the GOP bear full responsibility for what the Democrats say will be a continuing economic mess. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
House Republican leader Robert Michael is describing the budget negotiations on Capitol Hill as what he calls kind of a cross between a minuet and a square dance and a foxtrot. The latest now from the Middle East, Yasser Arafat, leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, this morning sent urgent cables to the Soviet Union and Arab states, according to UPI, asking for help in curbing what Arafat called Israeli aggression in southern Lebanon. But the chief PLO representative in Moscow says the Soviet Union will not send troops or advisors to help the PLO counter the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. College commencement addresses usually are solemn affairs, usually, but not always. Yesterday's exercises at Harvard University were addressed by none other than Kermit the Frog, and Steve Young tells us what he said.
Kermit chose for his theme what Harvard students can expect beyond the campus.
You Harvard people are going to become important men and women. Right now you're big fish in a little pond. But soon you'll be big fish in the big pond, and I'm from that big pond, and I know what it's like, and I know big fish when I see them.
Kermit explained what a Harvard education means to them.
You can expect to earn at least 43% more per year because you've graduated from Harvard. 43% more money. Yes. And you can expect 3.4 weeks of paid vacation time. Your own secretary, a built-in sauna, a fine retirement plan. These are all advantages.
And then the frog put on French airs.
Commencement is about graduation, rites of passage, or rite du passage.
Kermit was nearly inconsolable when told he would not be getting an honorary degree. But he did get a Harvard T-shirt and a class hat. Steve Young, CBS News, Cambridge.
A Brazilian jetliner crashed into a mountaintop this morning near Fortaleza in northeastern Brazil. 137 people were aboard, and the airline says it's very probable that there were some fatalities. After 4 days of torrential downpours and floods, rains have declined to a drizzle in southern New England, leaving at least 22 people dead or missing. Gold prices advanced strongly overseas today. The price was fixed in London at $330.90 an ounce, up more than six. The dollar is down against the major foreign currencies.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Palestine Liberation Organization Chief Yasser Arafat wants aid against the Israelis from the Soviet Union and Arab states. In urgent cables to various capitals, Arafat said Israeli forces are now only 12 miles from Beirut and that what he called Israel's aggression has the approval of the United States. In Moscow, however, the chief PLO representative to the Soviet Union says the Soviets will not send troops or advisors to help counter the invasion. Mary Wisniewski reports from Moscow that the Soviets are calling for the fighting to end.
The Soviet Soviet Union is demanding an immediate withdrawal of all Israeli forces from Lebanon. The demand comes in a front-page statement in the party daily Pravda. The statement calls the Israeli bombings barbaric bandit actions. It says Israel is trying to drown the Palestine resistance movement in blood. The Soviets say the Israeli actions are undoubtedly undertaken with consent and support of Washington, which armed Israel to the teeth and is encouraging the Israelis to carry out criminal anti-Arab actions. Pravda says the Soviet Union demands an immediate cessation of Israel's armed invasion and a pullout of Israeli troops. The Kremlin statement also calls on the UN Security Council to immediately take measures to curb Israeli aggression and compel Israel to respect the charter and decisions of the United Nations. Mary Wazewski for CBS News, Moscow.
Israeli jets are said to have shot down 6 Syrian MiGs as of this point, 4 of them over Lebanon and 2 over Israeli territory. Israeli armor is reported pushing close to Beirut as the sweep to wipe out the PLO operations in southern Lebanon continues. More news after this.
If you've been waiting to buy a new appliance, your White Westinghouse dealer is now offering great values on brand new White Westinghouse 1982 models of refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, dishwashers, and ranges. And just when you need it most, White Westinghouse dealers are featuring a great spring price down event on previous year's models, floor samples, and other price down values. So buy now and clean up at the White Westinghouse Great Spring Price Down.
White Westinghouse, we're making things better for you.
Here, speaking for your nearby Pip Instant Printer,
Steve Allen
and Jane Meadows.
And the award for best performance by a printer this year goes to Pip. Oh, absolutely. Pip printing quality is high, prices are low. If you want to see a real pro in a leading role, drop by Pip.
Steve, I think you deserve an award.
What for, Jane?
Best performance in a Pip radio commercial.
President Reagan is touching all the important bases in London today, an early horseback ride with the Queen, then an address to Parliament, and lunch with the Prime Minister. Before the members of Parliament, Mr. Reagan pledged to lead a campaign which would send Marxism-Leninism, as he put it, to the ash heap of history.
If the rest of this century is to witness the gradual growth of freedom and democratic ideals, we must take actions to assist the campaign for democracy. It is time that we committed ourselves as a nation, in both the public and private sectors, to assisting democratic development.
The president also called on Israel to withdraw immediately from southern Lebanon, and he invited Soviet President Brezhnev to appear on American television if the Soviet leader would provide the same opportunity on Soviet TV for the American president. Pope John Paul's trip to Argentina later this week will last just 32 hours, according to a Vatican announcement today. The papal visit begins with his arrival Friday morning in Buenos Aires and will include a private meeting with Argentine President Leopoldo Galtieri. The pontiff will also celebrate an open-air mass at Argentina's main shrine to the Virgin Mary, about 40 miles from the capital. An Argentine newspaper report today says the military government plans to release 100 political prisoners before the Pope's visit. A Brazilian jetliner carrying 135 people is down in the northeastern part of the country. The plane, on a domestic flight from Sao Paulo through Rio de Janeiro, was attempting a landing in rain at Fortaleza when it crashed into a mountain peak. Officials say the crash area is remote, that would-be rescuers are unable to get to the crash site. More news after this.
Ram dealing. Dodge truck dealers are ram dealing. Right now, Dodge trucks are riding a hot streak. So to keep the momentum rolling, Dodge is giving its dealers hard cash as an extra incentive to put you into a rammed up new Ram 50 pickup. And those ram dealing Dodge truck dealers can pass that cash on to you. You can save hundreds of dollars off the price of new Power Ram 50s, most powerful small four-wheel drive pickup of them all. You can save hundreds off the already low price of two-wheel drive Ram 50s too. Just $61.99, excluding title taxes and destination charges, is the base sticker price before Ram dealing begins. There may never be a better time to buy than right now. But hurry, you've got to move fast for the cash, because Ram dealing days are numbered. For details on how you could cash in on the big savings on a new Ram 50 pickup, see your participating Ram dealing Dodge truck dealer now.
Dodge trucks are Ram-tastic.
Refueling of the Space Shuttle Columbia's tanks begins later today at Cape Canaveral. The next flight of the reusable orbiter is scheduled to begin June 27th. Space Agency spokesmen say drapery-like devices have been installed around the rocket during the fueling process to avoid the consequences of a possible fuel spills like the one which delayed the second shuttle flight last year by more than a month. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials average up 0.57, volume on the big board close to 14 million shares. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
CBS News, this is Richard C. Hotelet. The foreign minister of Iran says that Iran has declared war against Israel and that the goal of this war is the eradication of the state of Israel. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Velayati told reporters in New York this morning that Ayatollah Khomeini has responded to Israel's invasion of Lebanon by sending a top-ranking military mission to Syria to discuss the dispatch of what he called necessary help to the Lebanese, Syrian, and Palestinian forces. These were Velayati's words.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, having always maintained that this political cancer of the Middle East can be eradicated only by a united Islamic front, is fully prepared to mobilize her military, economic, and political resources in order to face this enemy.
We asked Velayati if Iran was declaring war against Israel. He replied through an interpreter, quote, "We have officially declared our readiness for war against Israel. That has been announced in Tehran. The government of Iran is financing the necessary budget for this war." Velayati went on, "We are anxious to see that with the unity of all Islamic forces, the necessary coordination for an extensive and encompassing front will soon materialize in order to demolish the imperialist base in the region and thus end its barbaric aggressions against the oppressed peoples of the area." He was asked whether his purpose, the goal of this war, was to drive Israel back to its borders or to eradicate it. He said, "We were against the formation of Israel, which was done by usurping other people's land. If you consider the usurpation correct, why do you hesitate in accepting the fact that Israel should be eradicated?" More news after this.
If you want the kind of good, low-price protection today's renters and condominium owners are looking for, check with State Farm. When you look over the value of your personal property, you realize you've got a lot to lose. Furniture, TV, stereo, it all adds up. Your State Farm agent offers good, low-price protection for your valued possessions. If you're a renter or condo owner, check with a State Farm agent near you.
And like a good neighbor,
the telegraph, a revolutionary form of communication. 1982, the satellite, laser, cable, video disc, computer chip. What new wonders lie ahead? CBS News correspondent Morton Dean explores these 20th century marvels on the information explosion. A new 20-part weekend special, June 12th and 13th, on most of these CBS radio network stations. Hear it here.
At a press conference in New York, the Lebanese ambassador to the United Nations, Hassan Tweni, asked the Security Council to stop the war in Lebanon and Israeli aggression immediately and said he hopes for an immediate meeting of the Security Council. Israeli troops continue to draw closer and closer to the Lebanese capital of Beirut. So far, however, they have not dropped any bombs today. And as the Syrian armed forces become more involved in the fighting over Lebanon, it's reported that 4 Syrian jets have been shot down over Lebanon, 2 others over northern Israel. President Reagan was applauded by members of Britain's Parliament today when he defended Britain's fight for the Falkland Islands. Again, applause when the president challenged Soviet President Brezhnev to speak to Americans on television and give President Reagan a similar chance to talk directly to the Soviet people. A private dinner with Queen Elizabeth and her family is on the Reagan family schedule tonight. After days of fog, the skies over the Falklands are clear enough so that British Marines and Argentine troops defending Port Stanley are said to be eyeball to eyeball. The British commander continues to call for Argentine surrender. In Buenos Aires, it's reported that President Galtieri has turned down the UN Secretary General's proposal for an unconditional withdrawal of Argentine troops from the Falklands. Stocks and other news after this.
summer is some time for CBS Radio Sports. In July, we bring you baseball's All-Star Game, the best in both leagues, playing their best for you. Then in August, it's on to both the baseball and football halls of fame for reports on the inductees. And don't forget the Travers Stakes Thoroughbred Race. At the end of the month, we'll bring you reports from the U.S. Open Tennis Championships at the National Tennis Center in New York, which takes us through the beginning of September. And in that very month, we'll have a six-part NFL series preview, followed by our first regular Monday night NFL football game on September 13th between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. Jack Buck and Hank Stram there in Texas Stadium for all the action. So there's a lot to look forward to from CBS Radio Sports coming up this summer and early fall. And you'll find it on most of these CBS Radio Network stations. Hear it here.
When he travels to Argentina, Pope John Paul II will spend just over a day there. He's scheduled to stay in Buenos Aires for 32 hours, starting this Friday morning. An Argentine newspaper reports that before he arrives, the government intends to release as many as 100 political prisoners.